So let's review. On Daf Chof of Amud Beis, we learned that a piece of cloth made from wool or linen is makabel tuma at a minimum of 3x3 etzbois, finger breadths. Now this is derived from the extra letters in the word vahabeged. The extra vav and hey teach that even a piece of material of 3x3 etzbois that is not a full-fledged garment is considered a beged to be susceptible to tuma. We also learned the machlokes of Abaye and Rabbah as follows. According to Abaye, both Reb Shimon Laza and the Tanya Reb Shmuel agree that only garments of wool and linen are makabel tuma, and other materials are never mekabel tuma, even a complete garment or a cloth larger than 3x3 tefachim, 3x3 handbreadths. Their source is the pasuk regarding nigi begodim, tzaras of garments, which states, v'habeged kiyev v'neged tzaras bebeged semer oy bebeged pishtim, that only garments made of wool or linen are halachically classified as garments, but all other materials are not classified by the Torah as garments, and are therefore not susceptible to tuma. According to Rava, that is the opinion of the Tanya Reb Shmuel only. However, according to Reb Shimon Laza, a cloth of 3x3 tefachim or garments of other materials are mekabel tuma. Our shir began by citing a source for the opinion of Reb Shimon Laza according to Rav. There is another pasuk in Parsha Shmini regarding things that become tamei from shratzim, which says oy baged. Reb Shimon Laza holds that the extra word oy teaches that other materials can also be mekabel tuma. Now we must remember that the source of the habeged is in the Parsha of Tumas Nagoyim, and the source of Oy Beged is in the Parsha of Tumas Shratzim. Therefore, Abaye says that we need to use the extra word Oy Beged in the Parsha of Tumas Shratzim to teach that a woolen or linen cloth of only 3x3 etzbois is also Mekabel Tumas Shratzim and not only Tumas Negoyim. For Abaye holds that we cannot learn one from the other because of Chumras, stringencies found in each one. Therefore, Oy Beged is not available to teach that other materials are also Mekabel Tumas. However, Rava holds that Tumas Shratzim can be learned from Tumas Negoyim, and Oy Beged is available to teach that other materials are Mekabel Tuma. Now Abaye introduces another Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Abaye, Hai Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik Me'idach Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The following Tana de Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the previously quoted Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The early Tana de Rabbi Shmuel said that only wool and linen garments are susceptible to Tuma. Abaye now cites another Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who derives from the extra word oy beged that not only garments made from linen and wool of a sheep are susceptible to tuma, but even garments made from camel hair, rabbit hair, or various types of silk are susceptible to tuma. Abaye thus remarks that obviously there is a machlokes between these two tanoim and the Rabbi Shmuel whether other types of material are susceptible to tuma. Rav, however, maintains that there is no dispute. For in the first time the Rabbi Shmuel stated that non-wool and linen garments are not susceptible to tuma, he meant that they are not susceptible to tumah if they are only 3x3 etzbois, but they are susceptible to tumah if they are 3x3 tefachim, which is what the second Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is referring to. Thus, the two statements of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel are reconciled, because they are each referring to different sizes. The Gemara points out that although Rava above attributed this view to Reb Shimon and not to Rabbi Shmuel, apparently Rava retracted his earlier position and now holds that Reb Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel both agreed to this view, that other materials that are 3x3 tefachim or larger are mekabel tuma. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests that it was not Rava who presented this argument, that the two Rabbi Shmuels are in accord, but rather it was Rav Papa, albeit in a different manner. Now, according to Rav Papa, all materials can contract tuma, even at 3x3 etzbois, as the second Tanya Rabbi Shmuel makes no distinction of size. And the first Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is not referring to halachas of tuma, but to a totally different halacha as follows. The first Tanya Rabbi Shmuel had said, since regarding Tumas Negoyim, the Torah specifies Tzemer Pishtim, wool and linen only, Af called Tzemer Pishtim, so two other halachas are limited to Tzemer Pishtim. Rapop explains the first Tanya Rabbi Shmuel as saying, Af called so too regarding Shatness. When the Torah prohibits wearing mixtures of different types of fibers, the Torah is referring specifically to mixtures of wool and linen only, but mixtures of other types of fibers such as wool and cotton are permitted. The Gemara, however, refutes this explanation of Rav Papa, because the Torah explicitly states in the Parsha of Shatnez, Lesilbish Shatnez, Tzemer u'Pishtim Yachdim. You shall not wear Shatnez of wool and linen together, so there is no need to derive that from the Parsha of Tumas Negoyim. Rav Nachman Yitzchok suggests another approach similar to Rav Papa. He also says that when the first Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel said, Af called Tzemer u'Pishtim, so too in all of the cases, the Torah refers specifically to wool and linen, he did not mean to exclude other types of garments from Tumas susceptibility, but rather from another halacha, namely tzitzis. Only garments of wool or linen require tzitzis. Garments of other materials do not require tzitzis. Rava disagrees with this ruling of Rav Nachman Yitzchok, and mentions that four-cornered garments of all materials require tzitzis. However, Rava agrees that regarding the tzitzis, the fringes, there is a distinction between tzitzis made of wool or linen and tzitzis made of other materials as follows. We have two psukim which seem to be teaching conflicting halachas. In Parsha Tzitzis it says, V'nosnu atzitzis hakonav psil tcheles. As Rashi explains, the word hakonav is superfluous to teach hakonav min konav. The term tzitzis hakonav, of the corner, implies that the tzitzis must be min konav, of the same species as the corner of the garment. Now in Parshas Kiseitze, the mitzvah of tzitzis and shatnes are written next to each other as follows. Leisil b'shatnes, tzemer pishtim yachtav, gedilim taslecha al arba kamfas kesuscha asher techasaba. As Rashi explains, by dint of the drash of smuchin, the words tzemer pishtim are considered connected to gedilim taslecha, tzemer, as it would read, tzemer pishtim yachtav, gedilim taslech, make the tzitzis of wool or linen not necessarily of the same material as the garment. To reconcile these two apparently conflicting teachings, Rava says as follows. Tzitzis made of wool or linen may be placed on garments of all materials. Tzitzis made of other materials may be placed only on garments of the same material. The Gemara next goes on to explain and reconcile other psukim. We find two psukim that exclude and one pasuk that includes. We have the smuchin, the juxtaposition of tzemer pishtim yachtav and gedilim taslach, which is understood by Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, according to the first Tanit Beis Shmuel, to exclude all materials other than wool and linen from the obligation of tzitzis. We also have the pasuk ureisim oisa, and you shall see it, which excludes one of the following two cases. Ksus laila, a garment used at night when one cannot see, or ksus suma, the garment of a blind person because he cannot see the tzitzis. We also have the pasuk asher techasaba, which is superfluous, and therefore teaches to include an additional item in the obligation of tzitzis. Now the Gemara reasons as follows. We use the re'isa ma'isa to exclude ksus laila, since it cannot be seen by anyone. We use asher techasaba to include ksus suma, which can at least be seen by others, and therefore to a degree is in accordance with re'isa ma'isa. Rather than using asher techasaba to include other materials, which would be in contradiction of the smuchin of tzemer pishtim yachtav to gedilim taslach. The Gemara returns to the statement of Reb Shimon Laza from the previous daf that kol yitzim in the eitz umesachin by chutz min apishna. Anything extracted from a tree, except for flax, may be used for schach of a sukkah. Rashi explains that since Reb Shimon did not say chutz mi big de pishtim, Abaye takes Reb Shimon's statement chutz min apishna to mean that even threads of flax or bundles of unspun flax, not woven into a garment, although they are not susceptible to general tumas rotzim, but since they are susceptible to tumas negayim, they may not be used for schach. Abaye thus remarks that Reb Shimon is in agreement with Sumchus, who says threads of flax are invalid for schach because they are susceptible to tumas negayim. The Gemara adds that their view follows Reb Yehuda, who says that bundles of unspun flax are susceptible to tumas negayim from the time they were bleached in the oven. Toward the bottom of Amud Beis, we continued with our Mishnah. Anything that comes from a tree may not be used as a wick for Shabbos lights, except for flax. The Gemara explains that the reason the Mishnah refers to the flax plant as a tree, even though it is not a typical tree, is that the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua states regarding the spies that were hidden by Rachav, that she hid them in the trees of flax.